This is a daily update for Thursday, November 9th, 2017. The Democrats feel empowered from Tuesday's elections. Dems won the governor's mansion in Virginia and New Jersey, but there was no surprise in the wins. But does this mean the Republicans can maintain control of the House in 2018? The GOP doesn't back their own president. The GOP is now worried that they're going to lose their cushy jobs. A Democrat-run House will be a balance for sure, but will anything get done? In my opinion, the Republicans deserve to lose the House because of their infighting and their lack of support for the president. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense, and people are watching. People are listening. People are seeing what's going on for themselves. So they can lie as much as they want. The truth is out there from their actions and inactions, right? So, Chicago considers a $500 fine for texting while crossing the street. And now, if you're driving a car, you already know that other drivers texting is an unbelievable danger. Then you have people walking in front of you, not paying attention to what they're doing while they're texting, and then they're getting killed. They're getting run over. So the $500 fine should apply for people walking. There should be a $1,000 fine for people who text and drive. When I drive down the road, I can see about 8 out of 10 cars passing me. Their eyes are diverted. So that is a huge problem, since people who are texting and driving aren't watching the road, and they're 4 times more likely to cause a deadly accident than somebody who's drunk driving. So think about that. So in Chicago, you have other problems. 569 murders in Chicago this year so far. I don't know about fines or trying to figure out who's murdering who. I don't think they care, actually. I think if they did, they could solve the problem. Stiffest gun laws in the country, by the way. Most crimes with illegal guns in the country, by the way. So they're putting airbags on lampposts in Austria for the people who are texting while walking. They're calling them smartphone zombies. So watch out for the smartphone zombies. So actor-musician Corey Feldman makes a formal complaint about the Hollywood pedophile ring he talks about with the LAPD, and they are now investigating. Actor Charlie Sheen allegedly raped 13-year-old actor Corey Haim. Of course, Corey Haim has passed away since. This is a long time ago, but no surprise on Charlie Sheen. We can look at his character and see what kind of person he is. You know, you could throw the word allegedly in there, but you know what? I believe it. So, this is Hollywood. Pedophiles, sex trafficking, drugs, all kinds of stuff going on in Hollywood, even homicide. So, I am glad they're finally being exposed. And keep in mind, all these years, these people covered for each other, and then they paid off politicians. They had big name politicians come to them, and they got them hooked on their money, hooked on their fame, and then they look the other way when all this stuff goes on. So they're all guilty, and I want to see all of them hang, all of them be held accountable for the crimes that they've committed. So NYPD is looking to charge Harvey Weinstein for sexual assault and rape. There are several accusers, and they're investigating all of those leads. So they're gathering evidence, and they said that the charges are coming soon. So we can look forward to maybe some justice in that case. And you'll know it'll be a 3-ring circus, and you'll see all of the politicians come to his side. Even Chuck Schumer, who was at a big gala the other night, where people in the crowd were denouncing the accusers, saying that how dare they come forward and ruin people's careers. So think about who you vote for. Think about what they represent before you vote for them to represent you. So today is World Freedom Day. It's a day to celebrate the fall of the Berlin Wall. So I remember that back in 1989. It was a turbulent year. It was the same year of Tiananmen Square, and a whole bunch of terrible things have happened in 89. So today's the day to think about that unity of Germany again and freedom for people around the world. Today is also Chaos Never Dies Day. It's not a day to relax. It's a day to celebrate chaos in its true form, knowing that every day anything can happen, and anything that can happen will happen. It's about keeping your head together in the world of chaos. Today is also National original Louisiana days. Of course, two of the places I broadcast is New Orleans and Past Christian. So let's think about Louisiana today, about the jazz, about the Creole, about the American Mardi Gras. In 1803 was the Louisiana Purchase, and then Louisiana entered the U.S. in 1812. So let's think about the pirates that formed that whole area and celebrate the day by hoisting a pirate flag and having a nice Creole dish. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, November 9th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.